The price of insulin could be capped in Tennessee under a new bipartisan plan. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports the state would join just a couple of others who have tried to restrict what pharmaceutical companies can charge.
This legislation would make it so every patient, whether they had insurance or not, would pay no more than $100 a month for insulin. The state has more than 500,000 diabetics, and many rely on a life-saving drug to moderate their blood sugar. Pharmaceutical companies have been blamed for raising the price in recent years, even though it's been around for a century, says Representative Jason Hodges of Clarksville.
While we want insulin companies to feel free to make a profit in Tennessee, we won't stand for them price gouging our citizens because they know they need this life-saving drug.
Hodges is a Democrat but has Republican backing for his proposal. One says drug prices for diabetics isn't a partisan issue and that no Tennessean should choose between groceries and insulin. The proposal is modeled after one that's recently passed in Illinois, where Democrats are in the majority. I'm Blake Farmer.